This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay. We're holding over here by, I believe, Masechta Snida?
Yep, that's exactly
okay. Amr of Ami. Hamevi asma lehir emachnisat mechit shakadosh baruch hu. If someone brings himself to hear Hurei Aveira, we're not masking to Rosh Hashanah Baruch Hu. Ksiv hocha vayer b'nei Hashem, ksiv hosim kolokel chofitz resha ato le'igur chora. So over here it says by Eren Oinan vayer b'nei Hashem, and here it says lokel chofitz resha ato le'igur chora. So someone that's called Ra is mufka from being together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechitza. And b'meila, someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Ra can't be there. So he's the obvious question is, there doesn't seem to be any elimination of somebody who actually does something Ra. I mean, talking about here, Hurim, doesn't not mashma that as if it says even somebody's Mahar. It's it just seems to say that it's here alone is something that is a problem. So he asks, how could here be worse than Aver itself? Or better said, Hamevi atzmo lehiru yoyseh chometz adma. Mimi shechoyte b'mayzeh lebo ha-hiru al-dei atzmoi. Mipnei ke loy nikoshu ba-atzmoi ra, ra ki hu nimshach achi yitzahara asho meses adam. Aval Hamevi atzmo lehiru hu ba-atzmoi ra, all of them lo yigur chara, kloima mishu ra be'atzmo lo yogur im HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu atov amiti, v'zene kara kashem vi atzmo lehiru. So, the moral says as follows. Somebody who, there's a sfarnu, it says by, in Baloscha, v'hasafsus asher bekirbam his avu tava. So the sfarnu says, what's the lashon of his avu tava? It's a double lashon. So Sfarno says, there's a craving, l'mashal. I walk by a bakery, and I see a very good-looking cake, and it smells delicious, and I'm drawn to eat it. So that is something that is a taiva. But sometimes I'm sitting at home, and I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm bored stiff. I want something pleasing in life. You know what I'll do? I'm going to go by the bakery and smell the cake, be drawn into it, and then I'll really want the cake. So there, the pshat is, it starts with the person's own decision that the type of pleasure that he would want is that level of indulgence. So the person is making... a taiva is something I was walking by, and the strength of the sight of the cake and the odor and so on drew me in. So I can see it sort of as an outside force manipulating my senses. So I can't say that I'm be'etzim wrong. I see something that's usur, and b'meil I have a taiva. So. It was caused, there was a niche by something outside. But if I'm sitting at home with no real hearer, but I say to myself, I want to have a hearer because that's fun and that's interesting and that's pleasing, and I look for something to have a hearer with, that's Ra. That's why this Sfarno says by Yisavutav, they wanted Tavis, they felt extremely, and they were the Midbar, they ate the man. The man totally satiated them. They didn't have any hunger, but rather it's something that they wanted hagufa. They wanted food that would draw them in, and b'meil that's called rabbe etzim. And so somebody who's looking for trouble, he's looking for the taiva so they can have a taiva to fill. That person doesn't have a makom mechitzas HaKadosh Baruch Hu because that person is called Rabbi Etzim. It's interesting you know, it's one of the things we, one of our most common, I guess, cultural pastimes is we go shopping. Now, I remember when I came to Israel in like 1970, there was no such thing that people would go shopping. If you needed a shirt, you went to look for a shirt. So you bought one store, two store, three store, whatever it is. But what prompted you to go out was the need for a shirt. And then you went to the stores that would have it or might have it and so on and look for it. But that's very, very different than what most of people do most of the time in stores. They're going there to look around to see if there's something that's enticing to buy, because if you want something, you need something, you buy it, it feels good. So if a person is sitting home and he's down to his last shirt, kind of, and the shirts are all worn out, and he goes out and buys a few new shirts, it feels very good. So now he says to himself, you know, I'm sitting home bored, nothing really to fill my life with. If I would go to a store, I bet you I would see some very nice things that I really would feel that I want or need, quote unquote, and then I could buy them and feel very good about it. In America, it even has like a holy name. It's called retail therapy. It's kilu. I'm going to do something which is kimata mitzvah, that I'm going now to do retail therapy, and it's good for you. So I go to the store, I look around, then I find something very enticing to buy. So now I have a taiva or a chemda to buy it, and now that I buy it, I fulfill it. But it starts with me looking to arouse in myself a cheshek to buy it. That's a very, very, the person is bringing chemda into himself, and it's something that is bad, wrong. Just like taiva, a person certainly should not, it's much worse when you go to bring a taiva into yourself, where you don't have a taiva. In the same way, to go on to bring chemda into yourself, you have no chemda, that's the same thing. Okay, next piece. Uperek HaCholel. Omer Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmanim Rav Yonason. It says, Yetzahara meses lot of boilam hazeh. Yetzahara is the one that is meses a person olam hazeh. Umeit bo ma olam haba. And then it's made on the person loilam haba. So the same Yetzahara that convinces a person in this world to do avarus is made on Haba. Shenema, mefanik minoya avdoi, vachrisoi yehei monoin. So the word monoin, so it says mefanik minoya avdoi is going back on the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is called the eved of the person because the person could control him, but instead of controlling his eved, what he does is he pampers his eved. V'achrisa yehei monon, so the Gemara darshens be'atbach shor b'chia koyren l'sada monon. Atbach is one of those, I don't know if the word is gematrios, but it's one of those playing around with the Aleph bases. There's a whole bunch of them. There's Albam, and it's where you switch letters with other letters. The word Manon normally means, in other words, in the Pshat that Rashi says, for instance, it means it becomes your boss. Or the Ebenezer says it becomes like your child. The basic pasuk means that if you pamper your Yetzirah, you're going to end up, the Yetzirah is supposed to be your slave, you're going to end up being its slave. But the Gemara dashes from the word monon by substituting the atbach is you double over the first 10 letters of the alphabet so that they form 10. In other words, Aleph and Tes is 10, Beis and Ches is 10, Gimel and Zayin is 10, Dalet Vav is 10. And then you do Yud and Tzadik is 100, Kof and Pei, and Lamed Ayin, and Mem Samach. So you have a doubling over of the Isis. So Monon comes out to be, the Mem is with what? Let me just see what it is. Mem is with a Samach, so that's Sada. So Monon turns into Sada using the Atbach of using the Atbach system of substituting letters. Now, a few things. First of all, it's fascinating that they considered it valid to come up with an Aramaic word to mean that. In other words, yes, I understand it's all B'Teres Remes, but you'd expect the Remes to be in Lashon Kodesh, and it's not. The Remes itself is in Aramaic. I guess the word Sahada has an appropriate Aramaic meaning, because it's appropriately Hebrew, because it's one of the few Aramaic words that are actually in the Torah, Yigar Sadusa. So you can guess use the word Sada in the exchange of the Atbach. I want to just add all of these exchanges that we have some sort of meaning to it. They all have some sort of havon and tfisa why it would make sense to have these type of aleph bases. So, Marshall, the atbash, where you go in reverse order, so that makes sense in the way that it says, Choros Mishnei Evrehem, that the luchas were hollow through and through. So when you hollow something from one side through to the other side, it means the end in one place will be the beginning in another place. And Torah itself works that way, that in a Pnimiya Shaboy, whatever is at the end should be already in the beginning. And therefore, let's see if we can give a marshal just to spell it out, so we have an idea what we're talking about. Imagine a person is planning a business. So a person has an idea, he's going to invent, a robot that cooks meals. And that would be obviously a great seller. Then he says, well, to create a robot that's going to make meals, I'm going to need A, B, C, and D. In order to have A, B, C, and D in place, I'm going to need an engineer, financing, whatever it is. When I actually implement it, I reverse the order. So when I spelled it out, I always start with the end. I think selling a robot that cooks food would be fantastic. It would be awesome. Okay. Now, what does... So that's the first thing I thought of, and that will be the last piece to be produced. Then I said, okay, the first thing is I need some... I need a factory to produce them. Well, so that's the step right before that, and that will be the step... That will be next to the last step. In order to have a factory, I need to have X amount of finances. So X amount of finance is going to be the first step, and then that will allow me to build the factory, which will allow me to produce the thing. So in Machshava, I started with, I like the idea of a robot that cooks food, and it needs such and such a factory to produce it, and for such and such a factory, I need to raise X amount of capital. When I implement it, I start with the capital I'm raising, build the factory, and finally have the results, and that's sort of Seif Ma'isa Mashava Tchila type of understanding. That's the validity of Atbash, where you take the first letter and last letter. So there's an emes to it, in the sense that the reversing, the exact reversal of the order, gives you the same mahalach, Lema'isa Le'umas Mashava, but it's the same thing. It's in both of them. The Atbash will, both the Aleph and the Tof will be the finished product. One the Mashava, one the Ma'isa. The Beis and the Shin will be the factory. One the Machshava, Ma'aseh, and so on. In Atbach over here, the fact that the two add up to tens all along is significant because 10 is a sort of a complete unit. So that means that the two and Yanim together, those two letters together, really form a Dava Shalom. It's two sides of one coin, which together form the Shlemus. So if I break a coin diagonally, I put together diagonal pieces. If I break a coin in quarters, whatever. So Atbach is another type of, I don't know, gematria, I don't know how to call it exactly, that gives you, it's MS and it's built on this Nekuda. And it's MS because there's a Messiah that can dash in it. But what I found fascinating also was that it's Sadi, that's Adis. So it says the Yitzhar is maces a person and is made Lolam Haba. Refuna Rami, Ksiv Kiruach Znunim Hisseim, or Ksiv Kiruach Znunim Bekirbom, Betchila Hisseim, or Lubasai Bekirbom. So it starts by being an outside thing, it leads him astray, and then it becomes an inside. So he says like this, Bo Levair, Kal Yashgiach Odom Beitzar Rashu, Meses Odom Alachet Kilachet Ro'ui. Kein Adav Zekach, Ela Afagav Shu Meses as Odom, who made a Lolam Haba. Kiboilam hazish etzor azayst vegas ba'adam. Uloilam haba made alo. Kiloilam haba in a yitzhar dovek ba'adam. Vihine udoim ala eid shere korav nesrachek shemitchilo ya eid ob saif nesrachek vu meyit. So he explains the chazal in the following way. That in olam hazeh, let's take an example we can relate to. The a person does an avera. An avera that required a strong yitzhar. He had a strong taiva to X, Y, or Z, and he does it. So while a person is doing it, and he's engaged in it, the sense is that it's me and my rutzen, and this is what I really, really want. It's ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the outsider, and he's insisting that I not do it, but I really want to do it. When let's take the same example: so a person does something, somebody catches him, and somebody yells at him, and really bears down hard on him. So now, when I start getting ashamed, I don't feel the type as being me at all, and I feel I ask myself, how did I fall into that trap? I don't say I wanted it, but, you know, I don't have that sense. If it's a type of avera that I really need to own up to, something that I admit is wrong. So my sense is always when the force of laws is brought down on me, even if I myself am ashamed of myself, my sense is always all of a sudden this activity. It's very, very distant from me. And I don't know at all how I fell into it. When you want to do it, when you have the taiva, it's you. When the taiva is over, it's almost as if I could talk about it objectively. You know, it did this, it did that, the other thing. So, Yetzirah, an Eidus is always an outsider. You can't have, a Karev is not an Eid means an objective seer who sees this Maisa as an objective reality. That's what an Eid is always. So the Tzahara starts out by being part of me, the person who does the Avera, and therefore, I can imagine somebody holding me to task for doing this. Let's give an example. If I did something that was right, that was fraught with danger, let's say I resisted, I don't know, Nazis or whatever it is, and I disobeyed their laws, when they catch me, I know that I'm in great danger, and I know the consequences to suffer, and I may regret having done it and suffered the consequences, but I'm not going to feel that I really didn't want to do it. I'm not going to feel that the thoughts and the ideas are alien to me. I'm going to feel, yes, I very much want to resist the Nazis, and I think it's the right thing to do. I don't know if I'm prepared to pay the price that I'm being asked to pay for. But if a person does an avera, when he's caught, his mind disowns the avera, doesn't want at all to know from it. It's a very, very, very different type of mahalach than when I know something is right. So the Yitzhar is made on the person means the Yitzhar becomes the outsider who in terms of the person himself, it's not me being made against me, which doesn't work halakhically, but it's rather the Yitzhar being made about me. It's fascinating. They had about a year or two ago, they had a trial of one of the great mafia people. First, in general, you know, you find a lot of times accounts where somebody was working for the law enforcement agencies, and then they trap somebody or whatever it is, and you get that. You get that difference between when they're recorded as you know, being palsy-walsy, and he's part of the team, and we're going to do this together, etc., to the day that he realized this person is an outsider. And there's a shocked, there's a sort of really deep shock that the person who I thought was me and with me is the outsider, and he's standing and testifying against me. It's a phenomenon that you see, and same thing in a more conceptual way happens with Sahara. Recently, I don't know, about 2 years ago, there was somebody who had been a big mafia person in Boston, and over the years in his career had killed, I don't know, tens of people, killed or had them, you know, had sent out people to kill them. There were innocent people killed, this, that, and the other thing. And finally, the FBI was able to get somebody who was close to him. I guess he himself was about to get into trouble, and ensnare him, and so on. So when he was testifying, the first guy, he spoke about his murders and everything that he did, you know, quite dispassionately. Yeah, we had to get rid of this guy, you know, over here is actually a mistake, we killed 3 innocent bystanders, I felt terrible, but you know, it's no use for me to feel bad, it's not going to help them any, so you just got to go further, and so on and so forth. A really, really kind of shockingly cold, dispassionate. But there was one thing he was very, very passionate about that really shook his moral core. He said about this guy who had recorded him and is testifying against him, he says he just doesn't understand it. Where's loyalty, friendship, values, morality, religion? What's going on over here? Like, you mean a Sedaris, like somebody who's your best friend and is with you and he's now going to testify against you, really, really shook his very moral core. I found that astounding. It was just an astounding. But Akupanim, that's a muscle of Yetzirah testifying against him. It's something that you see, and it's a very, very shocking revelation to a person when it happens with another person. And it's also very, very disconcerting what happens with your own kohos hanefesh, the thing that you thought was you, and you want this or that, the other thing, and then you look at it and you say, you shake it off and you say, where am I coming from? What is this all about? Like, how could I have wanted this? That becomes an extremely disconcerting experience. Okay, the last piece, Peyko Roya. Amarab, Yitzhara Daimon Lazvuv, Vyeshav Ashne Miftiche Lev, Shenema Zvuve Mavis Yavish Rukhugayma, O Shmulam Daimon Lechita, Shem Pes. Hello? Yeah? Has someone say something? Or?
No.
Okay.
Someone just can add it.
Yeah. O Shmulam Daimon Lechita, Shem Pesachatas Ravitzel. Okay. Pierce said, Kitzhara Daimon Lazvuv, Kia Zvuv who dove Mos, Vinifsa. Azuv is something that has no kiyum. Well, kachamah ki tzahara shu korach ha-taiva, she mis'ava l'dvarim p'chusim, doyma l'zvuv, v'indava moz k'may zvuv. L'chein tzahara shu b'adam mis'ava l'dvarim p'chusim musim k'may znus v'erva. So, let's take a look at this piece. There's a chelik of the Bria. If you think about it, there's a chelik of the Bria that we look, that we understand as being psoilus. That since nothing is toiv completely, so a person eats food, the best food for him, there still is much of that food that's not good for him, and that he has to evacuate and get rid of. That is the chelik that's psoilus. There are things in the Bria that are Misa, and there is a chelik of the Bria whose job it is to take care of getting rid of that from the world. If the world would pile up with psoilus, the world would cease to exist. It would choke on the psoilus. And just like Lamosha by the Teva, Yatachtim, Shnim, and Shlishim, Adam, Behema, and Psoilus. So these are things that, and it's in the whole Bria itself, you have Psoilus as being something that must gotten rid of. By Titus, it says that HaKadosh Baruch has a barrier kala, he has a type of very, very flimsy nivra that's going to kill Titus. And in the Gemara, why is it called a barrier kala? And the Gemara says, because it's machnis veina moitzi. It doesn't have the ability to get rid of psoilus. So the chelik of the Bria of things that are rotting, the things that are really, really falling, that are detrimental to Bria, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a force to a sanitation corps to get the world rid of them. If dead carcasses were to lay around, that'd be terrible. So there are bacteria, there are insects, animals that devour the carcasses, and the most important agent that devours that are insects. All sorts of insects get rid of any material that's laying around. So a zvuv is a bria meusa because it deals with garbage, and it's tsuris mos. Everything about a zvuv is mos, because zvuvim always deal with things that are rotten, that are garbage, and so on. So one way of looking at tzara is that it's a zvuv. It's the chelik of the bria that is constantly focused on the bed, on the moss, and so on. Ein dove shesh de khoyme naki kimoy achita. Vein dove pochas ve shofel meguna kemay azvuv. There's nothing as achita is the source of chiyus. A zvuv always hangs around the dead, the dying, and the rotten. Kvas per la mailek nisa chloy tzach lach meh seichel. Ki yesh oimim ki shtoikus hu ala feichoy, kama shetir mishucham beteva u mishtoik ala kar, There's a machlokas, is a person, you know, we say opposites attract, and we say birds of a feather flock together. Machlokas tu veretlach. I once read someone had took all the wise sayings and showed steers between different wise sayings. And, you know, haste makes waste, on the other hand, a rolling ball gathers no moss, and so on. So here also, do we say that like attract, or do we say birds of feather attract, or do we say opposite attract? So so some say doimim attract, and some say opposite. The Maral himself in the Siva Ava gives us his achra. The Maral's achra is as follows. The Maral says, the usual is that birds of a feather flock together. So I tend to be attracted to people that are like me, of similar bent. However, when the different or the opposites come together to be mashlim a certain surah, then they attract. For instance, let's give an example. A club, the people I like to hang out with in a club are people like me. So if I'm, let's say, I'm very engineering oriented, I like to hang out with engineers, with scientists, etc. If I'm business oriented, I like to hang out with business type people. But when I create a business, so what I, what, so if I'm the engineer, I look for someone who is a businessman. And if I'm the businessman, I look for someone who's an engineer. Because I recognize that the business itself requires, a business itself is something that has a product and can sell it. And that's why I need to have the two together. So whenever a mash, that's what the Maral Zachra is. So when the Zachar and the Keva are opposite, one is a Zachar, one is a Keva, you can't get quite more opposite. But they're mashlim each other. A household consists of a Zachar and a Keva, and therefore, in that Hashlama, they both find each other. But here Chazal are arguing that, he says, the one who says, Rav who says, Yitzhar Zdoim al-Zvuv, Soivik ha-Doim ha-Misav al-Adoim, L'kach Oma kei Tzahara Doim al-Zvuv, Shumos, V'amos Oivis Levar Musim, U'shmol Soivik kei Tzahara Doim al-Lechita, L'fikra Adon Nimshach Acha Yitzhara, Kei Atoi V'anoki Shub Adam, Hu Doim al-Lechita, Shinikia, Mitzanikia, Shubay Nimshach Yitzhara, Shab Chisus V'amizua, Kei Achet Hu Zuv Ha-Hefech Anikias. U'bevadai, Im Hoya Adam B'loichi Sarim Klal, Kamoi Shem Al-Yoinim, So if the person was perfect, there'd be no place for anything else to be inserted. But a person, every person has some chisar. Mitzad the person's lower parts, mitzad the person's weaknesses, that's where he's drawn to Ra. So in understanding why it is that Adarabba, the Yetzirah specifically leeches onto the very good, it's because of that attraction of opposites. Mikomikus says, "Ain't the kasha the rab ve'narch b'zeh." V'yesh afash b'chalkoisim kayitza bevarich yisarim b'adam. V'sava rab k'apchisus dovek b'tzura. V'azvu v'yesh etzura b'chusa shubalchay mo'us. V'sava kayitza hara b'chisus dovek b'tzura k'av nois b'zvu. So he holds the Yetzirah is something which is best categorized by Pchisus, by some sort of Ra, and Bemela, since a Zvuv has that Metzias, that would be most likely Metzias. Whereas a Shmuel Sovake Tzahara Shalom Leita Lachomri, Vezach Yisam Vrashab Adam, Lefikach Medame Oysa Lechito Shicham Zagamri, Vapreza Ika Shetovit. So there's, I mean, this is something which I think at the end of the day, everyone feels both are true. The understanding of what is Yetzirah, is it a koach for Ra as Ra, or is it simply an expression of the person's own chomer? The fact that the person is a guf chomri and chomer naturally tends to be drawn to things that are pachos or pachas, and that's what draws the person. So we have actually sort of two shitas in understanding if the Yetzirah is to be understood as a ruchnistic koach of Ra, or certainly a ruchnistic koach whose job is to draw you to Ra, or is it the very physicality of the person himself who wants all sorts of things that are physical and so on. The truth is, yesh v'yesh. We can ascribe taivas of various types to being something chomri. We have a much, much harder time with things that are ruchnistic, like the taiva for avodah zarah, would that be chomri? The taiva for, let's say, a gaiva, or being shoylet, or who knows what, is that also chomri? It gets a little more dicey to try to understand it that way. And it's certain Yetzirah, we certainly understand, it's been chayma, but the Moshe, a poshea, whose reason for doing wrong is makas bayer and miskav limud by, that's very hard to see it in terms of chumrius. Doesn't seem to be. I mean, the person, that type of person, will be moise nefesh for that which is ra. V'tovin says, "Ket ledas hakol yitzahoru yeshel shtei mafteiras aleiv." Ashalev u'shorash ha'odom v'rad dovik u'shorash ha'odom aleiv ein lahara. It says the reason why Chazal describe it as sitting on the heart between two psachim, it's because the heart is the seat of the person, and this is where Ra could be dovek. Obviously, the mentioning, saying that a person's seichel and das would be the sherish adam wouldn't do as well over here, because yetzer is not kineged seichel or anything like that. In the world of seichel, there's no Ra. Really, I mean, we could use Sechel Ra, and we could be arrogant about it, we could do many things, but that's not where the Shult of Ra is. In the heart, you have you have yearnings for Toiv, you have yearnings for Ra. That's where you can actually have some sort of sense of Ra. But in terms of in terms of the Sechel Adam, Das Adam, you wouldn't be able to have to portray Yitzhara as sitting there and so on. I mean, the Rambam, when he speaks in his Akdama, in Shemoneh Prokim, he speaks about the mitzvahs on which parts of a human being are chal. So he says they're not chal on his seichel, das, whatever you want to call it, on his mental abilities. I guess being along lines that there are no real kochos and seichel of a person that want Ra. A person can make a mistake, a person can think wrong, believe wrong, but to say that there's a real Rav there, that I think is not so shayach. Okay, any questions?
Just one question.
Sure.
I don't know if it's connected or not exactly, but it says like when Bnei Israel were in Mitzrayim, so they were in Goshen, which is like the worst place in Mitzrayim.
Right.
Is that connected to this or not really? The Mokom is also Ra, and therefore they...
I don't think so. I mean, the Mashmal seems to be that they wanted Goshen because whatever the qualities of the place are, positive or negative, but it's away from everything else. And that seemed to be most important to them. That it be away from any type of interaction with them, to be sort of isolated. Okay.
When it describes Goshen, it describes it as the place, the most Ra place, like even worse than in Canaan.
But somehow it's mashma that's where they could find the best, isolation. Or it meant that they would not be affected by it. You know, it's sometimes like, if I can give you a mashal, some people, let's say, are in chinuch, and they'll make a comment along the lines of, it's easier for me to deal with my kids when we're in a place that's totally not frum, than in a place where people are frum but not the way I want it. Because where the havdalah is evident, we're not like them at all, it doesn't really assault us. It's when it's similar, but not quite, that it creates a certain problem. So in Goshen, it being worse, it doesn't mean that there was faket. That was a place, but it seemed to be a place where they didn't think they would need to integrate at all. They could just kind of do their own thing and be in their own shtetl, and that's it. That I think that's the logic behind it. It's similar to, if I can give you a mashal today, why Satmar Rav didn't want his chassidim in Eretz Yisrael. His feeling was, in America, you live amongst American goyim, and that's fine. You're not one of them, And even if they're much worse in Ruchnis, whatever it is, but it's not you. So creating the bubble is easier. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it's you, it's similar to you, it's got the same type of flavor, it becomes much more difficult to isolate. I think that was sort of the logic behind Gershon. Okay.
Sure, I can't
next, my answer. Next week we're okay? Next week is Chanukah. Are we okay?
I think so. Okay. Definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We say this to Mr. Shem.
Okay, call to
Shabbos.